Parsha Vayera is filled with very inspiring stories and messages from Avinu davening on behalf of Stone to the Akedas Yitzchak. But perhaps the most enigmatic of all the stories takes place between Lot and his daughters. We all know after the destruction of Lot, the Malachim come and destroy and then save Lot and his daughters. They end up somewhere out there in the wilderness. And Lot's daughters are under the mistaken impression that the entire world has been destroyed, and therefore humanity is on the brink of extinction. And it's up to them in order to make sure that the race is able to live on. And therefore they devise this plan. They're going to get their father drunk off of wine, and by doing so they'll be able to be intimate with him and conceive a child. And that's exactly what happens one night after another. First the older daughter, then the second daughter, and out comes the great nations of Ammon and Moab. If one is analyzing this story, one can't help but think about another time in Tanakh where something very similar happened. Not so long ago in Parshas Noach, there was an actual destruction of the world. And after that destruction of the world, what ended up happening? Noach goes out and plants a vineyard, and he himself gets drunk. And after he gets drunk, at least according to one version of the Medrash, Cham, his son, is intimate with him. And therefore we have two stories which with almost identical details. There is a destruction of the world, so to speak, at least from perspective. There is the act of a parent getting drunk post-destruction, and then there is the intimate relationship that takes place between a parent and a child. However, the results and the reactions to these acts are radically different. We all know that Noach, as soon as he realized what Cham did to him, he curses him. Cham is going to be eternally known as an Eved. He'll never have the same status or stature as his brothers, Shem and Yafes. However, when it comes to Lot and his daughters, these are going to become the great-grandparents, so to speak, of David HaMelech, of Zarush al Mashiach. Rus HaMoviah is going to come from Moab. And therefore, the result of their actions led to not something which was cursed, but something which was certainly blessed. Why is there a different reaction when these stories seem to be almost identically the same? One last question one may want to analyze. It's interesting that the Torah does not identify the names of Lot's daughters. Generally speaking, Tanakh, the Chumash, is not afraid to give us the details about who are the main players involved and what are their names, but we know nothing about Lot's daughters' names, just the actions that they undertook. Why is that the case? I think in order to answer this question, what we need to understand is, even if the actions that took place in Noach are identical and parallel the actions that took place here in Parshas Vayera, nevertheless the difference lies in the motivation. Yes, it may be true, both in Noach, there's a parent who becomes drunk, who ends up being intimate with a child, and that's exactly what happens in Parshas Vayera. In Parshas Vayera, we see very, very clearly that the motivation is radically different than that which happens in Noach. What happens in Noach? What's Cham's motivation? Cham is selfishly motivated. One version of the Medrash says that Cham was upset. He was nervous that Noach was going to have another child, and therefore he was going to have another child. He was going to have to split the Yerusha with another individual, and he didn't want that, so maybe he castrated Noach, according to one version. The other version is that he slept with him. An act of Mishkav Zachar that can't produce anything is only there in order to fulfill his own taiva, to fulfill his own perverse desires. However, when it comes to Benos Lot, it's clear that their motivation was pure. Even if they ended up taking the wrong action, even if what they did was not proper at the end of the day, nevertheless, their intentions were pure. They thought that humanity was on the brink of extinction. And in order to save humanity, they did something that they would have, generally speaking, not wanted to have done. And therefore, they end up sleeping with Lot in order to make sure that the human race will survive. Their actions was selfless, not selfish. And because of that selfless act, because they were thinking about the rest of the world and not themselves, perhaps that's exactly why they were zocha to have Zarush of Mashiach. Because Mashiach and David HaMelech is going to be personified by selfless actions, looking to lead the Jewish people and putting the Jewish people's best interests in mind. Perhaps that's also why we don't know their names. The reason we don't know their names is because their names, it doesn't matter what their names are. when one focuses on their names, it's because they're looking for their kavod, their own honor. But in this situation, in this scenario, we need not know their names because their motivations were pure. Their motivations were to make sure that the human race would continue to exist. And therefore, in order to highlight that selfless act, we don't highlight their names. Their names are unimportant. So even though then, at the end of the day, their actions were not something which they should have undertook, nevertheless, because of those selfless motivations, they were able to produce the Zaro Shel Mashiach. We will be zochen all our actions to whatever we may be doing to have pure intentions and look to be as selfless as possible. And if we're able to do so, then Mir Tashem, we too can produce the Zaro Shel Mashiach. Have a wonderful Shabbos.